Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Tonight is Insight into Healing's summer season finale, which means we'll be not having any new shows over the summer, but we will be returning Wednesday, September 4th at 8 p.m. So if anyone would like to be a guest, have any show ideas or questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. And please check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, on Facebook. If you'd like an autographed copy, you can also send us an email at insightintohealing@gmail.com. And I have some very exciting news. I am working on my second book, Your Walk in Life. Hopefully will be done by the end of the summer and then go into editing. So hopefully by the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020, my new book will be out. So it's just very, very exciting. And I really just wanted to thank all my listeners so much through all the years of all your support, of all your questions, and all of your updates, because it's been so incredible hearing from you, answering your questions. And I'm hoping tonight, since it is a live show, which means you can call in any time from now to 8:30 p.m. and speak with myself if you have a question, or if you're a guest who would like to be a guest, please call us, give us an update, let us know how you're doing, because I would just love to hear from you. This season has been so incredible. I've had some great guests this season, and I'm just so honored and blessed to have so many incredible people come on the show and share their stories, share their insight, share their healing, and also share their power and truth, because I think it's so important that my listeners, people can hear what others have gone through and also learn from them that we can always heal, we can always grow, and we can always move forward. And that's so important that I really want my listeners to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, know that there's always that light at the end of the tunnel. There's always someone there to support you and to always reach out and get help, because it's so important that you don't do this alone, that you know that you make an impact on this world and you matter. You matter to me, you matter to my show, and you matter to everyone listening. So please reach out to us with any questions or any show ideas or anything you would like. Well, right now I'm going to be answering a question from a listener. This question is, Dear Insight into Healing, I just can't find happiness. I am not happy with my job, my life, and myself. What should I do? Unfortunately, I do hear this question a lot, and I think it's so hard when someone, again, is feeling stuck and feeling not happy in all different areas in their life. I mean, it's hard enough to not be happy with just one area of your life, but to know that you're not happy with your job, you're not happy with yourself and where you are in life is a tough place. But I also want this listener to know who wrote this question in, you're not alone. I feel everybody at one point in their life has been where you are. Maybe not to the same degree, maybe to a different degree. We don't know, because again, we don't compare anybody's pain. But I want you to know that you're not alone. What you can do is, one, let's start with your job. What about your job does not make you happy? Is it the coworker? Is it your boss? Is it the field you're in? Is it any, for financial reasons? I think it's being able to really try to explore and pinpoint what about your job doesn't make you happy. And once you can do that, it's about trying to figure out what in your power can you do to maybe make it a little bit better. Sometimes, you know, people can't quit their job. People can't just leave. They can't switch or transition to a different job or different field. So how can we help you find that peace within the chaos? Because there's always some ways to find something. So I think it's really exploring more about your job and what about it really is making it hard for you. And then when you're saying you're not happy with yourself, how long has that been going on? Has this been an underlying theme throughout your life? Or is this something new? Has not being happy with your life, was it before you were not Did that happen before you were not happy with your job? Or were you not happy with your job and then not happy with your life? And I think it's so important to try to have a sequence, a timeline of when you started not to feel that great. When you started to realize, you know what, I'm really having a tough time. What can I do? And I think that's what's really important. By doing that, it's empowering you. So many times the anxiety, the depression, the pain is so overwhelming that we just have one thing glommed on top of each other and we can't see our way out. So we have the job, we have myself, we have my life. And you put all this on and you say to yourself, how am I going to get through this? So let's really dissect it. Take it to the job. Take it to your part with saying you're not happy with yourself. And then with your life. What does your life mean to you? When you say I'm not happy with my life, define what that means to you. And for each person, I think it's going to be different. So try to see, what does that mean? Did you feel like you would be in a different place where you are now? Did you feel like you would have more friends? Did you feel like more family would be around? You would have a significant other, or your children would be raised and moving in the right direction. Find out what impacts you to make you feel would be a positive life. And again, empower yourself. Find what are things in my control that I can adjust, and what are things that we say, you know what, we don't have any control of this, so let's try to find some peace with it. And I think once you start dissecting it and breaking it down in different areas, different categories, you can start to see a little clearer what are some areas that you can work on, what are some areas that maybe you can make some adjustments. And again, don't make any drastic moves or changes or adjustments quickly or overnight. I want you to sit back and explore. Sit back and observe. And I'll be discussing this in my second book, Your Walk in Life, The Nesting Place, creating the safe place, creating the place which will allow you to invite and encourage others to come in or other situations to come in where you will be open to different things. So you will be able to have these things coming in, that it'll be an environment that's encouraging. Because if we do have a negative environment, then it's hard for us to have the positive come in. And I know it sounds cliche and all of that, but it's very important that you create a space that you can explore, that you can experiment, almost like a child. A child, when they're younger, to find out who they are or to learn about themselves or to learn about life or lessons or how to play with other children, they have to have that space where they feel safe to experiment, to try things. Yes, they can find out, that doesn't work. Oh, this does work. It's not about being right or wrong, but it's about creating that safe environment where you feel vulnerable, but vulnerably able, safe to be able to start to explore and start to experiment. And I think once you start doing that, you will start feeling a little more peace. You will start feeling a little more empowered and not so overwhelmed by all the different things that are going on in your life. I think we have one caller. Hold on 1 second. Hello, and welcome to Insight into Healing. You're on the air.
Hey, Alexa, it's Michelle Bell. How are you?
Good. How are you? So wonderful to have you on, and I'm so excited you called in. Michelle will be a guest in the new season in September. She was just on the Alexa Show, and it's been incredible. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm decompressing.
Yes, you had that huge expo this weekend.
And it was so magical. I can't even begin to share. The last 6 months have been really overwhelming, but overwhelming with positive and joy and so much love that we received a warm reception from everyone who attended on Sunday. It was so magical. We had that opening blessing ceremony in the morning by Teaching Spirit. And let me tell you, it was supposed to rain.
And it didn't.
The gates of the skies just opened up, and it was so beautifully sunny, and the energy was powerful. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I think I'm so excited to have you on. in September. So tell my listeners a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Well, my name is Michelle Bell. I am an author. I am an empowerment conduit. I am an end-of-life doula. I work a lot with one-on-one with my clients. We go on retreats locally and also wherever the formula of the spirit draws us to do our retreats. Like this weekend I'll be in Sedona for 3 days with a client. So the one-on-one personalized retreats is really what I'm focusing on now. But today I met with my publisher and I am starting my second book.
Oh, wonderful. I cannot wait to hear all about it. And also for my listeners to find out all about your first book when you're on in September. And I think that's just so powerful. How can my listeners find you now and follow you and start to research you before you come on the show?
Sure. I'm all over Instagram. So on Instagram, it's at Michelle with one L, lower score twice. And then my last name is B-E-L-L. So that's Instagram. And then, you know, I dabble in the Facebook, but I'm also very active on my Instagram social media. And as well, you know, my website shares a lot of information about my specialty and what it is that I do. And that email or that website address is www.drmichelebell.
Wonderful, wonderful. I cannot wait to have you on. And before you go, I was answering a question from a listener, and I wanted you just to give, what would your advice be? Is this listener wrote in saying they can't find happiness, they're not happy with themselves, their job, and their life. What should they do? What would you say to them?
I would, you know, the happiness streams through, you know, on good days, bad days, we have them, I have them, you know. And so what I do is I go into silence, I retreat. I use my 7 stages of grief life alignment, which is to embrace, you know, you could do the emotional journaling, you know, because whatever is affecting them to make them unhappy, emotional journaling and writing down your feelings is really therapeutic for the soul. And so you could do that anywhere. You could go to a park or, you know, what's nice in Westchester County is the Caramore. It's so peaceful and there's such good energy there. I've written some of my books in the Caramore. And so meditation, during, you know, before we wake up in the morning, just not jumping out of bed, but meditating and kind of thinking about our day and what might make us happy and doing whatever it may be. I don't know if they have like a 9-to-5 job schedule. I don't know the dynamics and what it is that's creating this darkness within them, but there are steps that you can take, like I said, using the 7 stages of grief life alignment, being present, but most important, my most favorite one is rejuvenate. And so that could be like going to get your hair done or going for a foot massage or doing something that will serve your soul. And just do it. If you don't, you know, just experience the life that we're, you know, given and just do it. Just no questions, just do it. Don't allow the life, the left and right to dictate what you should be doing every day. What you should be doing every day is within your inner spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michelle, thank you so much, and I will definitely let all my guests know that when you're going to be on in September once we have everything set. And thank you so much for calling in, and please continue listening to us.
I am so grateful, Alexa, for embracing the Free Spirit Expo and the Skipper's Angel Wings. It was magical on Sunday, and I'm thankful for everyone that shared their time and energy with us on Sunday, and looking forward to another one. We had so many happy exhibitors. They were so happy.
Wonderful.
And thank you. God bless you and your listeners. And please embrace your soul to empower your heart.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless. And I will definitely speak to you soon. Thank you so much for calling in.
Awesome, Alexa. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And that's just so incredible. Michelle will be coming on in September, so I cannot wait for you all to hear her episode. And please check her out before then. She has a lot of incredible events and incredible work that she does. Well, we have another caller. Let's answer. Hello, and welcome to Insight into Healing. You're on the air.
Hi, Alexa. It's Jerry Caruso. How are you?
Good. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you so much for coming in. As my listeners know, you've been on the show many, many times, and it's just such a pleasure. You always call in every finale, and I just love it, and I love to hear your updates. What have you been up to?
Well, most recent one, I'd probably say, actually, one of the most rewarding things I've done, and I do it every year. This is the third year in a row. I did some comedy for cancer survivors last Sunday. This past Sunday was National Cancer Survivors Day, and I just provided laughter for about, I'd say, about 30 minutes. And it's at St. Vincent's Hospital, a big hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts. And they have it every year, and this year we're bringing it inside into the outdoors. We had it outdoors last year, but it gets breezy, and then you hit the traffic and the fire engines and the police cars, and it's like, okay, let's bring it in. And that was a big help because tons of people came, and they really enjoyed it, and they really appreciated it. And, you know, knowing that you're bringing smiles to faces of people that had a rough battle and finally beat cancer, which is a wonderful thing, because I'm hearing stories about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years remission, and that's a wonderful thing to hear. But just knowing the appreciation that they had, that I put a smile on their face. One woman came up to me. I kept calling her the godmother because she looked like the godfather, the female version. She just looked like a tough Italian woman, and she was. And she says, I must tell you something, that I've had it tough, and I beat cancer, but 3 weeks ago I lost my husband. And I said, oh, God, I'm so sorry. She goes, but I appreciate you making me laugh. I just haven't had anything to smile about. And that really touched my heart, knowing that I did something or I impacted someone, not only in a battle with cancer, but just becoming lonely and losing a loved one.
Yes, and it's so powerful. And I think that's what's so incredible. You know, I just had Michelle Bell on the phone. She's going to be a guest in September. And her story, too, is, you know, with loss and cancer, and also she's an author, and also helping people heal. And I think what you said, because so many times people are in such dark places and they feel that there's no way out. And I think by the work that you do and by sharing this, people see that even in the darkest of times, there's hope. There can be growth. And I was just going through the question of a listener saying they just can't find happiness. They're not happy with themselves. They're not happiness with their life or anything that's going on with them. And I can understand when people are put in those positions, but there are ways. There are hope, and not to give up hope. What would you tell somebody who came to you and said, I'm just not happy and I don't know what to do about it?
I mean, I would just tell people, like just think back and where you could count your blessings and see where you are, like whatever place you're in now, and try to look at the positive side of how you got there and what to look forward to and to shoot for bringing more positivity and happiness back in. And if I become a small part of it, then that makes me feel good. But I just try to tell people just to key on something like that, because instead of being in a dark place and remaining in that dark place and curled up in a ball, it may be time to get up and stretch out and just try to focus on something that's going to add to your life and to make you happy and just to give you a goal to strive for something. And yeah, and the first thing to strive for is to get out of that rut, because it's a tough thing to be into. And as you know, it leads into depression and sadness, and it can overcome you and overwhelm you.
Yes, yes. And I think it's so powerful that, you know, at times when you feel that there's nothing to give or that you don't make an impact, I find, you know, for myself and also from what you have said and many other guests that have been on my show, by sharing your story, by giving back to the community, by helping someone else when you feel strong enough to do that, is so rewarding and really helps you heal. I find it very therapeutic especially if I'm going through a tough time and I can give back to somebody else. It's very powerful. You feel like I'm empowered. I can do something.
Yeah, like I look at the other latest venue. Well, it's really a monthly venue where I give comedy to cancer patients and caregivers at the Hope Lodge in Boston, where they could stay if it's more than 3 days of treatments. They stay free, and sometimes dinner is provided, or that they could use the facilities, so it helps them. So if I bring them a laugh, like if I'm having like a down day or an okay day, they don't realize how therapeutic it is for me to put smiles on people's faces and to make them laugh and tell them a joke and put them and take them out of a sad state or like a troubled state that they're in. And they'll come and tell me afterwards that they'll grab my hand and say, "You don't know what this means to me." And I grab the hand back. I go, "Wait a minute. You don't know what it means to me neither," because it like you said too, it empowers you as well, knowing that you did something good, that you put some kind of change in someone's life, and that you put them in like a better state, even if it's for an hour, even if it's for an hour and a half, even if it's for a half hour, because they'll never say, "Gee, I want that half hour back," because that just elevated them to a different place. Rather than, like one woman said to me, and her husband said, "You know, you took us away from what we face, or you took us away from what we went through today, and we had a laugh, and that's something that we really need."
Yes, yes, and I think it's so, you need that little piece, or you need that sort of to be able to kind of have your mind, your state of mind, switch to a different state just to kind of, you know, decompress a little bit. And I wanted to, I have one more question from a listener, and I wanted to see how you feel about this. So, dear Insight
Sure.
into Healing, why do people feel the need to impose their opinions on others all the time? I'm going through a very tough time in my life, and currently people are saying some very upsetting and sensitive things to me, and I don't feel like it's good advice. What should I do? I'm really hurt.
I mean, my advice would be to, you know, you could listen to everybody, but sometimes you could turn off the noise of negativity and opinions that people bring that are going to bring you down, because you know you're going to get good and bad at no matter what you do or what you're the process that you're going through. But unfortunately, you're going to have the negative side or from people who feel totally different. And I'll give a good example. Someone I know, they lost their wife and then they remarried again, and they lost so many friends because so many friends believe that you should continue grieving. And he did a year of grieving, but he just couldn't be alone. And I kept telling him, I said to him, you know, you have to carry on and know that you made the right decision, and you can't dwell on everybody else, because A, you're not going to make everybody happy, and B, you're not going to make everybody agree with you. As long as you know in your own mind you're doing the right thing and you feel good about doing it, you just can't keep listening to the negativity. You just have to shut it off somehow and dwell on the people that give you support, positive response, and positive reinforcement.
Yes, and just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's true. And doesn't mean you have to really listen to it, because I find so many times everybody wants to give their opinion, but that doesn't make it right, and that doesn't mean you have to listen to it. And I tell people so many times is, you know, you can just tell people that's not up for discussion. You know, please don't, you know, if I need advice or if I want some help, I'll let you know. And I think that's so important. Sometimes I know sometimes people might think that's a little pushy or abrasive, but I think it's important, especially when you're going through a tough time. I know sometimes people want to help and everybody wants to give their opinion, but sometimes you just need someone to sit with you. Sometimes you just need a shoulder to cry on. Someone, you just need someone to say, you know what, it's going to be all right. This will pass too. And I find so many times the need to give advice or constructive criticism, if it's not done in the proper way and the person is not trained or educated in that field, they can really cause some damage.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what you have to, like I said, too, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, that you need the people that are going to listen to you. You need the people that are going to let you lean on them or just have a shoulder for you to cry on, because that's what you need. Like you said, too, you don't need people to be like, okay, let me give you my opinion on what to do, or let me tell you what to do, or let me tell you what's right. Well, it may be right in your eyes, but, you know, in other people's eyes, because you can't, people never put themselves in a position of someone else and say like, well, this is how they feel. Well, I guess I know. They just put themselves in the forefront. Well, that happened to me, I'd be doing this. Not necessarily. You're just reacting on what you think is right, whereas you got to understand where that other person's coming from and what they're doing and how difficult it really is, instead of thinking like, well, my answer is going to be the right answer.
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, people should find their own community, their own, maybe if they can, 2 to 3 people that they really trust, that they really respect their opinion and their advice, and really have that group as their go-to group if they need one. And I think that's important. So you're not kind of just left out there without a safety net. You can have a group of people to support you that you trust, that you know it's okay if you don't agree with them, but you know they have your best intentions and their head is in the right place, I think is important. That's why, Jerry, I always have you around, because I always trust what you have to say.
No, thank you. I mean, same with you. I value your opinion and your insight, and I see all the good that you do, and you know, we're similar in that respect, and like anything. Like you say, you always surround yourself with people who you believe, who you trust, and who you admire, and who you have as like a go-to person. It's like your own built-in support group. That's why people have support groups, not to bring them down and say like, okay, I know you're hurting, but stand up straight and brush it off, and you'll be okay. And that's not the case. You have to have those people that are going to listen to you and just give you the right opinion, the right advice, or the right amount of support, and that's what everybody needs. And that's like me and
absolutely.
You too.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. How can my listeners again find you, follow you, and keep updates? Because I know they've all been wanting to know more about what you're up to.
Facebook is always good under my name, Jerry with a J, Caruso, CARUSO, or my website, www. This is a mouthful. Jerry G. carusocomic.webs.com, and those are two of the primary. You can always look on LinkedIn and find me too, but you know, like, I'll post a lot of things or things that I've done. And like I told, I just had an interview before yours to a business group, and I tried to tell them that you know, the reason why I post things, not to get a pat on the back, it's just to tell people like, see, you can do this too, or because I'm doing this, maybe where you live you can do the same thing, or you can volunteer, or you can help raise money. And, you know, that's what I hope carries on. And so far, I'm one for one, because I have a guy up north that wants to do it, you know. And that's a good thing, so that my work gets passed on to somebody else and they do the same thing, you know. So
absolutely.
That's the way they could find me. They could YouTube
great.
Me if
well,
they want to get you.
Well, we're at the end of the show already. I can't believe this. So, Jerry, thank you so much for calling in and always checking in with us. And again, then thank you, Michelle Bell, for calling in. And I just really want to thank all my listeners for all their wonderful support and their questions and always being around. And please always don't give up. Keep working on yourself. Keep moving forward. If you can still send us any emails over the summer to insightintohealing@gmail.com. We'll also be back September 4th. Have a wonderful summer. Enjoy yourself. Laugh. Have a good time. And make sure you're always finding your peace within the chaos. Everyone, have a good night. And God bless.
Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Good night.